Spirit of the Lord is upon me, for he has anointed me to bring glad tidings to the poor. Words from the prophet Isaiah that Jesus proclaimed at his first service in the synagogue in his hometown of Nazareth, following with his shortest homily ever given. Today, this scripture passage is fulfilled in your hearing. How awesome is that? Think for a moment what we're celebrating today, obviously, the sacrament of confirmation, the anointing of the Holy Spirit. And think also of the fact that Jesus, the second person of the Blessed Trinity, the Son of God, was anointed also in his human nature with the Holy Spirit. We know at his baptism. And when he heard the words of his Father in heaven, and his great delight and the encouragement he received, "You are my beloved Son, with you I am well pleased." Why do we have the sacrament of confirmation? Well, first, the easiest answer is because Christ gave it to us. It's one of the seven. There are a lot of things, if you haven't picked up already, about the Catholic faith that are just given. But we continue to explore, and theologians and liturgists continue to debate about what the sacrament of confirmation means and why we have it. After all, if you are baptized, you have already received the Holy Spirit. Original sin was washed away. You are made members of the church. You have a relationship with the Blessed Trinity. And in fact, you become temples of the Holy Spirit at baptism. But you know, the Lord knows, just like he needed in his human nature, we need the outpouring of the Holy Spirit. We need that internal anointing, not just once in life, but again and again and again, just as we need grace over and over again in abundance. We also know from our Catholic faith that the sacrament of baptism is necessary for your salvation. But the sacrament of confirmation is what is necessary for you to fulfill your particular vocation in life. That is the mission that you have individually, according to the will of God and his providence, to take your place and your role in the mission of the entire church. And so by quoting from the prophet Isaiah, the Jesus that in his first homily, he basically summarized what his entire mission is all about, to bring glad tidings to the poor. You and I oftentimes, in all candor, struggle with what it means to be a member of the baptized. It doesn't always come so easy. Living the life of grace, being perfect as our Heavenly Father is perfect, having to be as loving and as kind and as considerate as Jesus is, love one another as I have loved you. Those are very difficult commandments. I know Jesus said, and taught over and over again that his burden was light. Well, indeed it is. Not in the sense that there won't be any sacrifice or difficulty, but we always have the support, the encouragement, and the strengthening that we need from the gift of God's Spirit. So grace is something that only works when you have an open heart. It only works with us human beings, these graces of the sacraments that we have received. And I like to think of grace as something like volumizing shampoo. You know, volumizing shampoo works wonders for people who have hair. For those of us who don't, Father Michael being, well, you got more than I do. You just shave yours. Try volumizing shampoo. It might help. But volumizing shampoo will do nothing for me, obviously. That's why the sacrament of baptism is necessary. You have to have an existing relationship with the Lord. You have to be a member of the baptized, because it's all about helping you to be a fully active and engaged member of this church. You are called, all of us are called, in our, no matter what our state of life is, married, ordained, religious, single, we all have that obligation to bring glad tidings to the poor. What does that mean? Sometimes it means to practice forgiveness and reconciliation. Sometimes it means active works of charity, whether corporal or spiritual. That is the gospel of Jesus Christ. And you cannot fulfill your mission in this life that God has in store for you, his plan for you, without his help, without that gift of the Holy Spirit, which confirms, strengthens, and which gives us those little helps, extra supernatural helps we need, of wisdom, knowledge, and understanding, and counsel, piety, reverence, fortitude, strength, and that gift that is the fear of the Lord. You know those moments in your life when looking perhaps at the crucified, at the crucifix, and recognizing what God has done for you, recognizing the depths of his love, that is what inspires this fear of the Lord. Not to be afraid of God. Look what he has done for us. Look what he is willing to suffer for us. But a certain reverential awe of the reality of God and his desire that we be with him and that we share in the work of the mission of the Redeemer. And so, my brothers and sisters in Christ, the one thing I want you to remember from the day of your confirmation is the obligation you have as a member of the baptized and soon to be confirmed in the mission of the church is to help the church fulfill the mission of Jesus to bring glad tidings to the poor. Do not forget that fundamental prime directive that we are called to bring mercy and charity into this world.